Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Super Mamas. How is everyone doing? Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, the Super Mamas Podcast. What else have to say about myself? Let's see. I have a son. He's 6 and a 10-month-old beautiful Belona.
Oh, my God. She's the most beautiful thing ever. Hi, everyone. I'm Paulina, mom of 3. And welcome. Yes, welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. Welcome, guys. I know it's been a minute, so thank you for sticking around. If you're new to the show, welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And if you're a longtime listener, hey, ladies, hope everyone is doing super, super good. If you don't do so already, don't forget to follow us on our social media, on Instagram and Twitter at _SuperMamas, on Facebook, Super Mamas Podcast, and supermamas.com on the web. You can also...
We also subscribe to the podcast. I am pretty shocked of how many people actually haven't subscribed to the show. They just kind of look for us. So if you're listening on Spotify, you can search for Super Mamas, click their green button that says follow on Spotify, and on the podcast app on an iPhone, just press the purple subscribe button.
Subscribe, guys. You can also send us an email at hello@supermamas.com or call us at 424-326-3707. And don't forget to stay tuned at the end of the show for the Super Mama pick or tip of the week. We haven't had a show in a while, Bricia, so today we are going to do some catching up.
Everyone's favorite episodes.
Yes.
Keeping up with the Super Mamas.
Why haven't we, you know, where have we been? What's been going on?
Where haven't we kept up?
What haven't we kept up with anyone ever? Like, you know, anywhere. You can find us at the restaurant every day.
Let's remind everyone what we do for a living, aside from having this podcast. This podcast, again, is a hobby. Does not pay the bills yet, but Paulina.
Yeah, no. Ya mero, ya casi. We're working on that. But, you know, for now, we have Bricia and I and my brother Fernando are co-owners of La Galaguetza restaurant here in Los Angeles in Koreatown. And it's been crazy town. It's been insane. This past month has flew by. I can't even believe it's been a month. It's going to be a month this Friday that I left on vacation already. I can't even believe it. It's been like over a month that you went on a vacation. Like, it just seems like it's been like a year ago that we left. And then, you know, everything has been work. We have been super busy at the restaurant, thank God. But it's really, really kept us just focused there and not letting us do like much else, actually. But it's been fun. It's been a fun ride to be back at the restaurant. How do you feel? How do you feel at this new stage?
How do I feel? Like, how are you?
Really? How are you? But really, how are you? Like, is this already post-pandemic? Like, what is this stage that we're going through?
Period.
Yes.
I actually sent a message to my husband today about my feelings exactly. So for those of you who don't know, we obviously, Paulina and I are sisters, and we have a third sister, who is her younger sister. She's getting married very, very soon, in a couple of weeks. So this past weekend, we went on a girls' weekend, the three of us plus her best friend, our sister's best friend. And it was...
And our sister-in-law.
Yes, and our sister-in-law. She only went for one night. And it was just much needed, I would say, time off, or I would say much needed self-care. Time alone. I think that, you know, in this show, we talk about self-care a lot. We talk about taking time for yourself. And our lives the past, I would say for me, the past 7 weeks have been very fast and have been very intense. I would, I think that's how I would describe them. So I think that on our drive to our location, right, where we went, we had like a 5-hour drive because of traffic. God. Not because of the distance, but because of traffic.
Traffic.
And I was thinking how on the drive there, we were just so on edge, you and me, and just a lot of complaining, a lot of looking at the problem, right? A lot of just looking at our, okay, things that we need to fix. And it was very much about work.
Yeah.
And then after 2.5 days of disconnecting, of 2.5 days of being very in the moment and just enjoying what's really important in life, put things in perspective. And I feel very relaxed. I feel that when I look now at work and at the opportunities that lie ahead, I feel very confident. And now I feel that I can make decisions based on a clear mind rather than anger and frustration, right? So I think that if you are a leader of a company, you know, my sister and I run a couple of businesses together, it's very important that you take time to walk away from everything once in a while, get a world perspective, and then look at it from there, because you can get engulfed in work very, very easily. You can engulfed in issues, because issues, problems, opportunities, however you want to look at them, they will always be there when you run a business. They never, ever go away. There isn't ever going to be a time when it's just cruising. And if it is, then maybe something's wrong that you haven't
searched
really
deeply. There's something going on. Deeply.
Something's always going on. And that's the beauty really about running a business. And I think that is what I really enjoy. You know, the challenges, the opportunities. I think that that is what I like, but I'm starting to see all the tools that we've always spoken about, self-care. I started finally working out today.
Yay!
I went back on my routine because it's very easy to just get sucked in.
Sidetracked. Yeah. Yeah.
Into issues. Yeah. So all that being said, all that to say, as Mitzi says, Elizabeth's sister, all that to say that I am very excited. I think that's the feeling. Like when you say, how are you feeling? I think I'm feeling excited. Our sister's getting married, and that's, you know, what I'm looking at. I'm focusing. I ordered my dress finally. I bought my baby's dress. So that felt like I've achieved something. I still get to find Eduardo's suit, my son's suit. He's going to be the Bible boy. So I'm excited. I am excited. I think it's super exciting that people are going out. I don't know where we are. I personally feel that we are definitely post-pandemic, but that also has to do a lot with the work that we do. I'm in the service industry. We are in the restaurant industry. And let me tell you that the restaurant industry is 100% post-pandemic with pandemic issues, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, we still wear masks and we're still dealing with pandemic sort of overflowed and so many regulations, still COVID regulations, yet the whole world feels that COVID is over. Like a few people have told me, but I don't understand when you have these regulations, COVID's over. And I'm like, no, miss, COVID is still very much here. I feel like we're in this post-pandemic life, but pandemic business day to day, if that makes any sense.
For real. I was actually, right before we started recording, I was talking to my husband about the same thing that you were telling your husband. I was telling him how, you know, there's all these things happening at the same time. And like, you know, like my mind, it's always like just like going. And he reminded me, you know, you've been here before. You have like this past, you know, these past few years, like you've been in here in this, like the struggle. He's like, I'm here to listen. I'm here to be here for you. He was like, I'm just waiting for the day that you're going to say, this will pass. This will be just, you know, like, this is just another stage. And I was like, yeah, I guess, you know, and it just takes, you know, it takes practice, I guess, to know that there's always something going to happen, but that all, like, everything will pass, right? Like, the stage will pass and we'll go into a new stage and a new thing, and it's going to look different, but the things never remain the same for too long. So I think after he told me that today, I was like, you're right. You know, I am going to just keep going, working on my things, because I have stayed consistent with my workouts, but I'm going to say that I haven't been like 100% on in it like I was before this. Like, I was already, you know, I don't know, I had like a progress that I could see as far as like my the output, right? Like, whatever I put in, the energy that I put in into a workout and how I felt, like, I was, my workouts were already like at 1 hour, 110 sometimes. And then when I had really had time, I would go longer, lift weights, do all these things. And now I'm really just like, I'm just going to do 20 minutes. Y si los te acabo, you know, but I'm just like, I just need to do this because, like, I know that at some point I'm going to get over that, like, hump that I'm in, and I'm gonna like perform again, like in the bike, which is what I do for the workout. But I'm like, I just have to keep going. I have to do this. And it's like when it, like, just keeping the habit. I don't want to lose the habit, but I'm definitely not, like, I'm gonna say I'm like probably like 30% in. And even today I was like, I'm going to get there for 20 minutes. And like, when I do my workouts, I'm in it. Like, I put my music, I put my things. Today it was on the speaker. Like, it was just like, I'm already there. I'm at the speaker level where I'm not even putting the headphones on. And I'm like, oh, I need to get back on it. You know? Like, you're just with the speaker. It's like, yeah, I'm there that I'm like listening to everything else but the workout. But I'm like, but I have to do it. I have to do it. If not, if I stop one day, then I'll stop 2 days, and then I'll stop 3 and 4. And like, I'm still not at that. I feel that I'm not at that level yet where I'm just like, oh, I didn't work out for like a week, but then today I'm going to kick, you know, for like, so I'm like, I have to do it. I have to do it. And today I actually started like my journaling again. And I was like, okay, I have to slowly get back, because like you were saying, these 3 days just reminded me like, okay, I can breathe and I can start again. And I have to like wake up with that same energy that I had yesterday when I woke up and I was there with, you know, with my sisters. And I was like, I told my husband, I'm like, I just can't stop, you know, we have to keep going. And at one point we're going to be like, oh my God, remember that, those days? As like, we're talking about, every conversation is like, to remember this past year has been crazy. And then I guess next year we're going to be like, dude, last year was insane. Like, every year is going to be like something different. So right. Might as well just like go with it, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm honestly so over talking about like last year. Like, every time that conversation comes, me da hueva. Like, seriously, yeah, me da hueva. Like, when people are like, so how has it been for like when I do an interview, or when, you know, something comes up in a conversation and they're like, well, COVID must have been so hard for the restaurant industry. So tell us, like, what was last year like to you? And I'm like, ya canta, ya pregúnteme otra pregunta, ya, 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 me da hueva. Like, it's just
the same as everyone else.
Move on. Let's talk about today. Let's talk, you know,
it's a whole other world right now.
Yeah. And for me, I just think, man, if I tell you, I feel that this past month has been way more intense. Way more intense than the entire last year put together. So that's how I'm at that level right now.
Yeah.
So when someone talks about last year, I'm like, bro, let me tell you about last week.
let's talk about this weekend.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, but all that being said,
all that to say
that things are
ever changing.
And that one thing that remains the same is the power of centering yourself, mm-hmm. and whether that's journaling, working out, getting up early in the morning, eating right, all those things that we talk about, those things shouldn't be happening when things are chill.
Yeah.
Those things should be happening when you need them the most.
And you know what? Like every time we've had an interview or we've been in like a seminar, you know, we've done like the Tony Robbins thing. We went to Oprah that one time.
Like you went, you know, I didn't do it.
We've gone to like all these things. Every time we hear someone say like, you know, they have their routine and then like, when, you know, that like, it doesn't matter. Like even when like sometimes in the bike, they're like before any meeting, before like you go into something, you should sweat, you should do this, you should do that. And you're like, you know, you should do it. You know, like it sounds like, oh, that's something that I should try, but it's so hard to do. But then I can see how it helps people. Like I can
totally right. But how, also like, our work is also very different because I think that the reason why also I haven't done the bike in the past month and a half maybe is because our job is taxing. I mean, yeah. I'm on my feet all day. Forget the freaking bike. I am definitely burning calories. I am walking. I don't have an Apple Watch and I don't have a Fitbit, so I don't know the distance that I walk. But if I did, let me tell you, I'm sure there's several miles of walking because I don't sit. Like I'm not sitting on a computer these days. I am definitely walking. I am definitely, you know, on my feet and running. So for me, so for me, this past 6 weeks, what I've been focusing on a lot has been my stretching and just taking care of my body in that way. But I think that now it's just about, okay, I have to go back to just making my body strong again. Mm-hmm. I feel that all the work I did totally helped me. And now I'm at that par level again. It's like, all right, let's rebuild some more muscle. Let's rebuild some strength. And then we can go back to the yoga again. You know, that's the way I personally feel. But everybody's body's different.
I mean, I know this is totally not a commercial for Peloton and guys, but I don't know if you saw, there's like this new teacher that's like in yoga and in Spanish. Se llama something Fernandez. Like I took one of her class and I was like, I love it. It's so fun. You should try it. It's super fun in Spanish.
Oh, I'm going to try it. Yeah. I saw her, but I'm such a creature of habit. Like I just like the, like my stretch that works for me, you know?
Yeah. But it's been actually also fun to go back in. For me, I think like the days se van tan rápido when we're at the restaurant.
Bro, like when you are at, when you work at a restaurant that's as busy as ours, let me tell you that you look at your clock and you're like, it's 9 p.m. Holy crap. Like
it's 1 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, it's already 11. Like for me now getting home at 10 p.m. is, oh, I got home early.
For real. Or like, you know what happens to me sometimes that I'm at the restaurant that I've noticed, like before, because you know, before it was like different, right? So I would get there, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna have like lunch and blah blah blah, oh, I'm gonna sit down, you know, take a break from my computer and like go order something to eat or whatever. But now that I've been at the restaurant every day, I'm like, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock and I don't think I've eaten today. I'm like, was that yesterday? I'm like, and I go run and I grab some because it's also not as easy as before where like you would just get stuff. Like, you know, there's a process and you can't just take off your mask and eat. Like,
right.
It's a process to eat when you're working in the restaurant. I'm like, I forget. I'm like, that's too much work. I can't do that right now. So then like sometimes I notice and I'm like, I haven't eaten. Like I have to like get back into like reminding myself that I have to eat because if not, then it's just gonna get
crazy. And for those who don't understand and saying like, what are you talking about, I reposted the video on my Instagram page for those who follow me at Risa Lopez, where this guy made a TikTok about like every restaurant after the pandemic and he's crying. He's like, I'm sorry, we're just really overstaffed, like understaffed, nobody wants to work under the pandemic. And how many? Seven. And you don't have a reservation. Did you call? So I hope all of you have watched that video. I think a lot of you have already watched that video. That video is probably the essence of every single restaurant that you've been to. Actually, if you've been to a restaurant recently, I would love to learn more about your experience, not just ours, but in general, if you live in Los Angeles or even outside of Los Angeles, just tweet at us and let us know where have you eaten and what has your experience been like. But I have I have over a dozen of friends that I speak to regularly who are in the restaurant industry, who all own restaurants, all women. And we're in this, you know, massive group chat, and we are always talking and chatting. And I feel that it makes me feel that I'm not alone 100%. And because I think that had I not have this support group, I would feel like a low-key failure. I would probably start feeling like, what is wrong with me? I think that in the beginning, I thought, what did I do? Mm-hmm. Like, what did I do? What am I doing wrong? I started questioning a lot of my leadership skills and what am I doing?
Yep.
And then I realized, oh, wait, no, I'm actually in a pretty great position in comparison to how the industry is. And I started feeling a little bit better. And I just thought, wow, I think that we're in a really great place in comparison to so many restaurants that have lost over half of their staff, who really have no one. I have other friends who are chefs who are putting in like triple the time, and who, you know, I'm not on the line, but I have so many girlfriends who really are and have to be there, you know, and every shift. And it's just, talk about being taxing on your body, right? So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really insane for the restaurant industry. So I know we mentioned this on the podcast a while ago. I think it was like before Mother's Day when we're like, okay, guys, like, let's just be nice to restaurants. I think that was like on that one episode. But yeah. And somebody said, someone commented and said, could you school me on what's going on? I don't get it. Should we not have seven people go to the restaurant? That's not it. It's just that. I think that people got used to having certain level of service in restaurants. And right now, a lot of restaurants just don't have the staff, and a lot of restaurants just don't have people that have that experience. So, I think that just a lot of restaurants, like, service is being reinvented, mm-hmm. and people, I think, are rushing out into the world and think that they're coming out in, you know, 2009 summer.
Yeah.
And it's not 2009 summer, 2019 summer. Sorry. Everyone's like, 2019 is back, and mm-hmm. it's not. It's not. 2021, and the post-pandemic is very different than 2019. Yeah. So I think that I just like to say to every one of you who are diners, number one, tell your friend, remind one friend that at some point people refer to us as frontline heroes.
Frontline.
Yeah, I know, right? Whatever happened to that frontline's hero love? Number two, it's not 2019 summer. Number three, let's be patient. And then number four, and this is not even just our restaurant, because I think a restaurant has been, you know, thankfully, I'm very grateful to the staff we have, and we are really kicking ass. But some of my friends have been mentioning this on our text, and I've seen it on a couple of things for us too. People can be very mean leaving bad comments for businesses right now.
Yeah.
And I understand, but this whole thing of going on, you know, whether it's Yelp, whether it's Google, whether it's really fucked up. Like, I know, like, if you get bad service, or, you know, like, I want you to be understanding to these businesses that are trying to figure it out. Write them an email and let them know what your experience was. But, like, don't put it out there and hurt other, you know, hurt them. Like,
yeah.
Write about your positive experience. Help businesses by writing great reviews. If you like a meal, I think that right now it's just people have become very mean all of a sudden again. And I just think, like, whatever, shouldn't you be grateful coming out of the pandemic? There's so mm-hmm. much, there's so much negativity right now. And the reason I see it is because, again, I'm in the industry and people come, and I know that people are hungry, but I've come across a lot of mean people who are just so very impatient. And I just think, bro, like, you just survived a pandemic. Be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, and just, if you're not going to say anything nice, really don't say it at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I stand. And that's kind of like the message that I want to bring to the podcast today in general. And again, people say, well, isn't it good that you tell businesses what things are going wrong? 100%. Write them a message, write them an email, and let them know how your experience was and what you would do. And, you know, they listen. But to put it out there like that on a public space when maybe restaurants are just figuring things out.
Yeah.
Things are so, you know, you're changing. You're really hurting small businesses that way. Yeah. You know?
Definitely. And like we're all just trying to figure out, like, every day there's something new every day. For the past year and something, like, we've had to adapt super quickly to everything, to all the changes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we hear things on the news and then people are like, well, I heard this on the news. And we're like, oh yeah, but we're not regulated by them. We have to explain ourselves. Like, every single phone call is about explaining how we cannot sit 20 people together or like 15 people together. And like, it's not us. And everybody's like, well, can you just do this for me? I'm like, no, I'm not going to put my business at risk for like one party. No, like, you know, like, we can do that. And sometimes people are not understanding that the same, like, if there is regulations for people, like for individuals, imagine for us as a business, more for us that it's a restaurant, like, you know, these things go into your mouth. Like, we have to like really be super vigilant on protecting our customers and our people, the people that work with us. And I guess like some people are just so over it, right? They're just like, oh, the pandemic's done. Let's just go back to like normal life. I want everything to be exactly the same. And it's really not. I think it's going to be probably by the end of the year, maybe, I don't know, like things start changing very rapidly. But be patient, guys. Be patient. Like, we just be nice to one another. Like, at some point, we're like, together, we are better. United, we will make it through. What happened? Now it's like, you know, everybody came out, todos enojados. I'm like, oh my
God. Yeah, and I think everybody, like, it's, you know, when people say, hi, can you just, like, do it for me? Like, you know, when people just call you, it's like, you can make one exception. Like, if you could just please, I just think, like, what makes you think that rules don't apply to you? Like, that's sort of where I'm at. I always think that, in what world in your mind, you think that I'm doing all these things, right, to keep my business open. Well, I'm regulated by the health department, but somehow you, customer, think that the rules don't apply to you. And then it just goes back to people not wanting to wear masks. It's sort of the same sort of sentiment, right?
Yeah.
Of individuality that a lot of people, I just say that a lot of people say that that really identifies Americans that way. But I don't want to believe it, right? But then you see it every day at work and you think, oh man, it's not about you. It's about all of us. It's about a community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, you know, there is a huge shortage in labor in the restaurant industry. Huge labor shortage.
I think all across industries, not only in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Because we speak to our vendors. Sometimes our meat is late. Sometimes our produce is late. And, mm-hmm. you know, we call them and they say, I'm so sorry, my driver didn't show up to work today.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And again, as a business owner, as a restaurant operator, and on behalf of my 20 friends, 12 friends that I have on my text, I would just like to say, let's just be patient.
Be patient, guys. All that to say,
make a reservation.
All that to say, make a reservation. And we cannot wait to see
all you that to say, I really love come what by. I do.
All that to say, come by the restaurant, guys. It's so fun.
All that
no, but I'm there, and like I love, like, just
I love it. I love
people
it.
And being there, and like the, you know, the hustle I and feel, bustle.
I legit feel like I'm 16 again.
For real.
I have so much fun. It reminds me of like my youth, because that's what I did.
And you know what? You know what's so funny? Now that I'm back, like, you know, being like, sometimes I'm a cashier and I'm packing, and I'm turning the phone and I'm like talking to customers. I'm like, my mom skills come into effect because like I can multitask and talk to
people. That is so funny because I was training this girl on the front and I said, okay, I'm going to be here and I'm not going to help you. I'm just going to be here and support you.
Yeah.
So she was taking an order and then the phone rang. And I handed her the phone and I said, you need to tell the customer to hold on. You're going to answer the phone and say, hold on, and continue speaking to the customer all in a very, like, in a very calm way. Right. And then mm-hmm. another, and then not care that the line is forming because you have to be calm and collective.
Yeah.
So I was just there supporting her and training her through. And she said, wow, yeah, and then she said, yeah, I mean, it's like a lot, but I like it. And I said, that's because you're a mom, girl.
For real.
And you're just used to this. She's like, that's right. I'm like, think of it as your kid's asking you for something. Your mom calls you over the phone. Your husband shows up and he's hungry. You have to go pee. And, you know, then you get an email. Your baby's crying. And then you get an email from school that you have to answer right away. That's basically working at a restaurant.
It is. Like, everybody wants your full attention. Everybody's trying to get your attention. Everybody wants to be next, and everybody wants something from you.
Everybody doesn't care that you're talking to somebody because they'll just like go in, you know, right? Like, you're talking to your kid and their kid doesn't care.
Yeah.
They'll start screaming, and it's like, exactly. who can scream louder to get your attention?
Definitely using all my mom skills again, like from talking to like the team and training them and like, you know, speaking positiveness into them and like, you can do this. I believe in you, to like multitasking and like not eating, you eating at the end.
You know, because everybody gets their meal and rest. Everyone gets their 10 and 30.
No, I mean, so me.
Oh yeah, me as a mom. Not them.
Eat. No, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I'm like,
yeah, you make sure they eat. Yes, you make sure all their kids eat.
They all take a nap. Yeah. They all take their break. They take their nap. And then I'm like, oh, wait, did I eat? Wait, I forgot. Yeah. Right? 100%. It's like being a mom. Like, I'm like, oh, this whole year was training to get me to here. See what I mean? God prepares you. I've been here all this year, multitasking 1,000 things, go back to the restaurant, to the same thing with grownups.
That's hilarious.
For real, though.
Everyone that wanted to open a restaurant right now is it's like recalibrating their dreams. Like, maybe I shouldn't open that restaurant I wanted to.
You know, like, maybe not during the pandemic. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, this weekend was so fun, dude. And I forgot what it was like to chat with women for like a whole night.
That was so fun.
Like, we can talk. I mean, that's why we have podcasts, right? But I mean, like, we can really talk for, I can talk for hours.
Women can 100% talk. So most, I mean, I was very surprised. I mean, I was trying to go to sleep and I'm like, girls, just, can you just.
No.
Shut it. Just, you know, to not say like in a bad way, to not use a bad word. I'm like, can you just. Váyanse a dormir.
We started our dinner at 7 p.m. And since then, we were talking the whole dinner.
Yeah, we all talked.
Yeah, we started at 7 p.m. Shout out to Claudette. Oh,
Claudette Cepeda, who we had on the show. We will link her show on the notes. Her new restaurant is so fire. It's gorgeous. The food is incredible.
San Diego.
The service is top notch. It was great. I mean, so I'm 100%. I mean, I need to go on and give her a 5-star review all the mediums.
Everywhere. So we started our conversation, like we started our dinner at 7. We had our dinner. I think we left the place like, I don't know, like 11. I don't even know. Like, we were there for a long time. And then we went to sleep at 5 in the morning. Like, it was 10 hours of nonstop talking.
Oh, my God. ¿De qué? De lo mismo. You all repeated the same story I don't know how many times.
Did we? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. It was so much fun, though. Like, just being all girls, just talking, there's no distractions, just you could just go on forever and just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
That's so fun. You know what happened to me though on the way back when I came back?
I have some major baby news. What happened? You're pregnant.
Yeah. I came home y mi hija ya no quería tomar mi chichi.
I saw that. What happened? No, you know, that's it.
So you saw that right in the corner, and I was like, yeah. Okay, maybe you're not hungry. Maybe you just like not want it. Like maybe I'm gonna take a shower, calm you down. Again at night, like all like I would try to give it to her, and she would just like get angry and hit it, and like would start crying. Like she just like get it out of my sight. Like so angry. And she had a hard time falling asleep. And I'm just like, well, what's going on? Like, I even brought her to my bed at some point just to like calm her down and be like, just, you know, here, just have some chichi, relax. Nope, nothing. She's just like just not wanting my boob. And I'm like, did you like just, are you over this? Because this is exactly the way Eduardo acted.
Oh my God.
But he acted like that at 7 months. She's 10 months. And not Eduardo, my husband, Eduardo, my kid.
Eduardo is still going.
No, he's still all about it. But yeah, that's like the same way that my boy like was when he was 7 months. He just would get upset and would cry when I tried to force feed him my breast. And like I was like there in her room and in my bed, and I just like started to cry. I'm like, please, like just one more time to say goodbye. Give me one more. Yeah, like can we just have one last goodbye? Like don't let last time be the last time. I don't even remember the last time. Can I just at least record it, take a photo of us of the last time? Like but this morning she woke up. And thankfully she took it, but like for 4 minutes, and then she was like, no, I'm done. So, and then I'm like, okay, well, at least you took it. And I was like really trying to enjoy it. I was like, okay, this might be the last time I asked you for. And then all day today, I tried to give it to her again, like maybe during lunch. And then when I came back home from work, I was like, okay, not lunch, not breakfast, after her breakfast. And then I put her down right now and nothing. She's just like, nope.
My God.
And I'm like, this morning may have been the last time because I asked her for it. And I think she probably gave me the last time. I'm going to see if tomorrow morning she'll take it again. But it gets weird that she'll be like, maybe in the morning she's like, all right, fine. And then just kind of,
you know what? But she kind of like for you, lady.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, lady, I'll give it to you. Okay. What do you want? She's like,
fine. Oh, and she just nibbles on it. And she's just like, eh.
Oh my God. Done.
I know.
I mean, she is like, she's grown so much. I hadn't seen her in a while until yesterday, and I saw her and I was like, oh my God, that's like a whole other baby. Like it's just,
she's
so
like half different. My size.
She's so big. Like I, from the first day that I saw her, that was like a tiny little tiny thing. Casi me dio miedo abrazarla. To now I'm ready to go out in the world. Like let's do this. Let's go.
She's a giant baby. She's big and she's so heavy. But the funny thing is that she doesn't crawl or doesn't stand or anything. So she's still kind of like just laying down. I mean, she turns and, you know, she's like a little ninja rolling around her room everywhere. But I'm like, that's it.
Oh my God.
That's it. Like I have a month more of you being a baby and that's it. That's it. It's done.
That's so fast. That's so fast.
I know.
I mean, 7 months, she gave you two extra months than more than Eddie.
Three
extra months. Eddie was so small when he stopped.
Then he just like, he's just like, if you lady, I don't need this.
Where's my dad? I want to go see my dad.
Yeah. Pretty much. At 7 months, he was like, I don't need you, daddy.
Oh my God. Oh no. I know. I stopped asking six that probably like 2 months ago. Do you want it? Try to give it to her. She's like, no. No.
I'm
like,
she's four.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Your baby's my baby's
10 months.
I know. She's like a tiny little baby.
And she's just like, And then she just cries.
Oh, I did. I mean, I saw yesterday that I saw her. She's like way more like, I was trying to give her something. She's like, no, I don't want it. Like, get stay away from me, lady. I'm like, why don't you like me? I love you.
Yesterday was also the first time when, you know, when my sister's friend Mitzi came, she looked at Mitzi and started laughing. She just started laughing. So I handed over to Mitzi. I'm like, oh, and she went with her. And then Mitzi had her, and then she looked at me and then she started to cry and wanted to come with me. And I just felt like, oh, it's that we're there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know we were there, baby.
Same thing when, like when I had her time. And she saw you and she was like, ah! I was like, oh, here's your mommy. Had she not done that before? I mean, she's with
no.
me.
Well, she's with no one comes around.
She's like, wait, what?
But today I did leave her in her room. Like we were playing in her room and then I had to go to my room to get something. So I had to go pee. So I left her in her room. I went to my room, which is right next door. And as soon as I walked out of the room, she just like started to cry, like with this con un sentimiento. And I'm like, I'm right here, girl. Like, I'll be right there. And then when I came back, she's just like, yeah, like, where'd you go? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, where they know that you're there, you're, wait, you were just here. Now you're not, like, what's happening? You disappear all of a sudden. Like, where are you going? Where are you
going? But it's weird because she only does that in her bedroom because when she's here and upstairs in her little crate, I go downstairs, I come back up, and she's like, totally fine. I think her room is like a bigger space. Maybe she feels like that she's alone. Like it's more of a, you know, it's like a normal kid that is afraid to be in their own room, I guess. I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just my children. My son's still scared to be in his room by himself and he's six.
So it's, so my girls too, Sabina too. She's two. They're always like, the funniest thing is they're like, can someone come with me? Can someone go with me? And I'm like, six, that go with her. Like six is three. Like, all right. Like, what are you gonna do? She's, you
know? He says then, six is four.
Well, she's still three. She's gonna be four.
Oh, she's gonna be four. Okay, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. She's three. Yes.
She's three. So that they like six that goes with her, and then she's not scared. And I'm like, really? Like, okay.
She's three. What's the three gonna do? You're all gonna
you know, but then she's okay going with six that to
Well, that's how Eduardo is. He's like, I'm gonna just take Diego, and Diego goes with him. He's fine. I'm like, really, a dog? It's gonna all right, I guess.
They just need someone with them to not feel alone. Just
yeah. Like- So I think it's probably like the same thing with Agustina now in her room. If I walk out and she's there by herself, she cries.
Oh my god. Anyway, so much has happened. I'm looking for the tickets for Disneyland. I've been all day searching for the next available tickets. I am going to Disneyland. The girls were looking at the video that you posted where you told Eddie, like, the surprise. She's like, oh my God, I would have probably cried if you said that to me. I would have probably cried. I'm like, I know, right? I know you guys.
I think the thing about my surprise is that when I got off the freeway, Disneyland was right there. Like I got off at that exit. I should have gotten on their exit before to kind of build it up. But I didn't realize that when you got off that exit, it takes you directly into Disneyland. So
yeah,
when I got off the freeway, I grabbed my phone and he turned around and he was like, wait, are we at Disneyland? So he kind of put it together at the same time that I was telling him. And it was a little anticlimactic, but nevertheless, he was just like, honestly, was the best Disneyland experience I've ever had. California Adventure, we call it Disneyland. It's California Adventure.
Well, here in LA, we call California Adventure Disneyland.
Yeah. And I generally like California Adventure more than Disneyland. Like 100%, I would go to California Adventure over going to Disneyland. And my son thinks that that's Disneyland. So don't tell him it wasn't Disneyland. It was the best. It was the best Disney experience I've ever had.
I bet. I know.
I want to go again with him. I want to redo that. Like, I wish I could relive that day again. It was perfect. Everything about the day was perfect. And he went on the roller coaster. I can't believe I did that.
Oh my God. Yes. Share that story, please.
I don't even know how to share it without, I think that for someone to understand that story, they need to see the video.
You need to see the video. Eddie's 6 years old. He, you know, he's six. Pretty much, that's it.
Yeah, he's six. And that's all you need to know.
And Bricia talked him into going. I mean, I didn't talk him. You talked him up to go. Like, you were like, oh, it's fine, we should go. Like, and you didn't really think it was like a big deal at the moment when you were telling him, let's go in this ride, until you really were in it and you were like, oh my God, this is scary.
A real ride. No, yeah, yo de pendeja. Like, oh my God, mi pobre nene. Like, because we went on all the rides in California Adventure and they're not scary. I mean, even the soaring through the world, you know, the soaring, it's just beautiful. And
yeah,
the swinging, the symphony swing. So, you know, there's the goofy roller coaster, right? Smaller roller coaster that the cars ride. They're exciting, but not borderline. Not
scary, yeah.
I mean, they're borderline, right? Right? There's like here and there. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I mean, for that
for
age,
a 6-year
yes.
old.
Yes. For 6-year old. Yes. Yes.
So he went.
I mean, a mí me da miedo la rueda de la fortuna. I don't even like that scares me. Like that.
Right.
One, just like,
eh. So, you know, we went on the cars ride. We went on the California and the soaring over the world. We went on the symphony swings, which those swings are, they're, I mean, you're 6 years old. You feel So then we were just walking around. We were sitting down, we were having our popcorn, and I said, you know, honey, I think you're ready for the roller coaster. What do you think? Like, I really think that you're ready. I mean, we went on all these rides. How do you feel? And he was like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of loop de loop. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't really go that fast. I mean, look at it. I honestly didn't look that fast. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I mean, if you want to, I mean, that's pretty brave. Like, that's like you being super brave. So if you're ready, like, we should just do it. I think you are. And he's like, yeah, mommy, I think I'm ready. So we did the line, the whole thing. And he was just like, okay, let's do it. Dios de mi corazón. Like, when it took off and I felt what I felt as a 36-year-old adult who's been on many roller coasters and how fast it took off and like the feeling you get, I just thought, but I just felt like shit. I was like, my poor son. Like, I can't believe he's going through this right now. And I filmed the entire thing. And as it took off, and he was like feeling the feeling that I was feeling, I was just like, Eddie, yes, you're doing it, honey. I'm so proud. You should be so proud of yourself. He's like, this was a mistake.
The whole ride in the video, he's like, this was a mistake. Yes, it was a mistake. Poor thing. Like, no.
I was like, and I was like, here comes a loop-de-loop. He's like, oh.
It like kind of looked like he was gonna faint at some point.
I was like, did he pass out? I was like, it looked like he passed out. He didn't pass out. But then when it was done, like, he was so happy and he was so proud of himself. I think that when we left the ride, he got like a whole new level of confidence. Like,
for sure,
it was crazy. Like, he wanted to go. That's when he's like, okay, I want to go on the Ferris wheel now, and we were going all the way to the top and he was just looking at everything. He was swinging the thing. He said he wanted to go on the swings again, on the symphony swings. Mm-hmm. And the second time around, he like was putting his hands up and he was swinging his feet and he was like, look, mommy, I graduated. I have my hands up. Woo! Like, and then we went on the goofy roller coaster and he said, that roller coaster is nothing. That roller coaster is for kids. That was so easy. So easy, piece of cake, right? So just to see, I mean, obviously, like, it was super hardcore. If I had to replay the entire thing, would I do it again? I don't know. But and I keep telling him, would you go on the roller coaster again? Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's like it's like a real
roller coaster.
Yeah, the rush that you get, that your body, the feeling that you get from your body, like, ah, I don't know. It's like that, el vacío en el estómago for them as little kids would be like, what is happening? I mean, I asked Chris the other day, I'm like, oh, Eddie already went. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. Really considering it this time. So that's going to help her, like, you know, have that.
Wait, no, it's really hardcore.
No, I know, but she's 10 and she likes roller coasters. I think she's ready.
I thought he was ready too. And I just, I don't know. I just didn't look that fast.
You did. I know. I don't know. Is it, I mean, cuando estás ahí caminando abajo, the sound, like it's always intimidating.
I honestly thought we were going to get there. He's going to be like, never mind. I don't want to go in it again. And I'm going to be like, okay, fine. Let's just not go in it. But he did it.
Yeah. It was so much fun. I mean, the video you have, like, it's, I love that video.
I will not post that video, but if you ever run into me in the street, I can show it to you.
Anyway, let's take a break and come back with the Super Mama pick or tip for this week. Hey, Super Mamas, Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
And we're back. There's a lot of new features of this Zoom life that we're just finding out.
Alina, what's your Super Mama pick or tip of the week?
I think my tip this week is, you know, the kind of like a reminder what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, of just sometimes you feel like you want to quit. Just that day that you feel like you want to quit, just
don't
get up and do something small. And once you finish it, because like, I think like once you finish either, you know, reading, if you're like reading and you stop reading, if you're working out and then you stop working out and you're journaling and you stop journaling, if that day you actually, sometimes I know once things become a habit, it's easy, right? You get up and you enjoy it. But sometimes even if you're just like, I don't want to do it, just like do a little bit, start small again, but don't stop. Like don't completely stop, slow down, but don't stop, because I think that would just get you through the next level of things that you want to do. I don't know if that makes sense. I guess just like, don't give
up. It does make sense. It's like what you're saying. I mean, even if you put the speaker on.
Even if you're, you know, today it was like very slow. Like I always feel like, you know, there's this certain structure that are like more mellow. So it was definitely mellow structure with speakers on, which is like not what I do, but I did it. So
yeah.
You know,
I mean, and I think it just allows your brain to say, okay, or you telling your brain, okay, I'm the one who's in charge, not you. We're going to do this today.
That's right. I'm in charge. I'm the boss of me.
Yeah, you are, Paulina.
What is your tip this week, Marcia?
Okay. I actually have a pick, which is very random, super random, but I posted it on Instagram. I bought an electric lighter for the restaurant. Oh, yeah. So we have regular lighters and they run out of gas very, very fast. So we're always constantly buying more and buying more. And sometimes my servers get a lighter and they try to like light a candle or for a birthday or for night service. And they're like, oh, this one doesn't have gas. It's always something, right? So of course, my job is to find solutions for things. And I found this electric lighter that all you do is just charge it and it puts together this like current and it lights candles. I don't even know how to explain it. I posted it on Instagram a while ago, but it's like creates this like electric shock, this electric current that serves as a fire inductor, and you charge it. It's zero gas. It's just electric. And it blew my mind. blew my mind. I,
you know what I saw when I thought. Stop. Mm-hmm. Cuando lo vi, se me imagina así como cuando en México están los cables pelados.
Right.
And then they get together and there's like still like, it, literally, I feel like it's the same thing. But control, yeah. In a controlled environment.
Yeah. USB charged.
USB charged. And safely, you don't have to touch it. It's like you're not touching los cables pelados.
No.
There's a handle.
I just thought that that was the most, like, it just blew my mind. One of the best inventions of the century.
Wow.
There was like the electric car. It was like the electric car and then the electric lighter. In my book.
You know what? True. Now that you think about it. When you put it that way, 100%.
I mean, think about it. Like, you will never have to buy another lighter again. You just charge it.
For real. You don't have to worry about si ya tiene gas, si no sé qué. Like, pushing three buttons at the same time with those lighters that you have to push three buttons at the same time.
Yeah, no, you just, and that's it.
Great, I love it. You know, now that we're out in the world celebrating, carry your electric lighter around.
Yeah, next time you have a birthday party,
candle.
Yeah, I mean, you want to have candles in your home, you know, whatever. It's just, again, that's my pick.
No, it's great. I think it's safe. It's safe. The kids can use it too. Safe. Anyway, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for letting us vent with you guys. It's always a pleasure to vent with each other and with the world.
Until next time, Super Mamas.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and see you next week, Super Mamas!